Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is indeed time for the Derek Shelton Show, brought to you by your local Parmore stores. Remember, if there's not a Parmore store near you now, there will be soon. Shelty, how are you today?
Joe, how are you today?
Doing quite well. I miss Ron desperately, but other than that, I'm doing quite well. I have city limits here to my left, and all is well. The game last night, Skeens, another gem from him. This has been incredible. Here's my question. If you were going to go up and make a case for him, you know, we had a writer here, Ed Bouchette, who used to go in front of the Hall of Fame committee in football and state the case for various Steelers. If you had to get up in front of the voters and state the case for Skeens above Jackson Merrill, who's a hell of a player, do you think that Skeens does deserve Rookie of the Year, and what's the case over Merrill?
Yeah, I understand the case on Merrill, and I think to your point, he is a really good young player and has had a really good year. I think my retort to that would be, you know, some of the things that Skeens is doing are things that we've never seen before. And I think that's what warrants, you know, consideration for the Rookie of the Year. I'm also going to understand that, you know, he didn't come up until May, and people are going to say that. But the thing that we're looking at, I mean, we're looking at an ERA that's almost sub two, right? What's it, about 208? I think is what someone told me last night. One of the reporters told me last night in post game. He's 10-3. You know, he can't do anything. He gave up one run last night. He can only control what he can control. So I think the fact that he's doing some things that are historic definitely puts him in the race. And I think it's going to be an interesting race and a really close one, because, as you said, Jackson Merrill has had a nice season. But, you know, I am obviously biased, but I think the things that Paul has done has warranted enough for him to win the award.
I agree. I mean, it's interesting to me that Merrill is still the odds-on favorite, the Vegas favorite to win that award, because I think while Merrill's doing things that no Padre rookie has done, Skeens is doing things that nobody's done, at least not since, you know, I think I saw something last night, since 1940 or something like that, when Ron broke into the business.
Yeah, exactly. And I wish I was able to use that with Ron. Yeah, I mean, I would guess, and I do not know this up. This is 100% off the top of my head, but I would guess like the last rookie to be like this was Gooden. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and he was 19 at the time, I think, when he broke into the big leagues. And so you know, I understand that the fact that he didn't get up until May, but like I don't think that in terms of the voting, that should be held against him. It should be held of what he's done since he's been in the big leagues.
So then one question becomes, how many more starts? He's listed at least now as going on Saturday. Is that accurate? And then you figure one more then maybe in the Yankee series, or might he squeeze in three?
No, I don't. It definitely won't be three. I can tell you that. But we plan on him finishing the year and making his start. So I don't know specifically which day in the Cincinnati series that he would do it, but yeah, I would plan on. I think we are planning on him finishing the season, and making the last two starts.
Derek Shelton on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I was listening to your interview yesterday. I think it was your pregame meeting with reporters when one line really opened my eyes, Shelty. Cruz dealing with ankle stuff. And you mentioned that you said a few more years, he might be dealing with this for a few more years. That was somewhat alarming. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's what I was saying is, and I probably should have articulated a little bit better, it's just that he's going to have soreness. You know, with anybody that has surgery and has the structure of what he's dealing with in his leg, there's going to be soreness there. You know, it's nothing, and hopefully it wasn't taken that it was something that should be concerning, but there's going to be times where it's sore just because of the structure of the surgery, just because of the structure of, you know, his leg, that there's going to be days that he has just general soreness in his leg. So I don't, if it came across as something that, like, this is should be alarming or we're worried about it, that was not the intent of it. The intent was, you know, we have to be mindful, just like when a guy has knee surgery or a guy has arm surgery or back surgery, there's always going to be times where there's the possibility of having soreness there. So if I didn't articulate that well, then I'm apologizing to you for that, Joe.
Well, no need for a personal apology there. No, I was just wondering. And it seems, Shelty, that if it's affected anything this year, it's been more maybe stopping and starting. I don't know, more defensively and maybe not his straight line speed. He still managed 22 stolen bases so far, so he obviously still has his speed. How has it affected your observation? What's been the effect more than anything?
I think that's in totality, it has been the starting and stopping. That has been the place that it has probably bothered him the most. You know, and I think there's been days that he's played where it's been sore. So hopefully we can see those stolen base numbers continue to rise because, like you said, he has the ability to steal. And I think we've seen, you know, since August 1st that you know, he's got, what, 8 or 9 bags and has been more aggressive on the bases. It has been starting and stopping. And that's something we have to continue to monitor it. The other day, I mean, you probably saw the play in the outfield where it just kind of caught on him and his foot gave out. And
yeah.
That's kind of what sparked it a little bit. He was able, I mean, he went first to third later in the game. And I mean, it was elite. I don't know what the sprint speed on it was, but then just as the game continued to go on, the stopping portion and the actual movement. And that's why we're going to have to monitor it.
Yeah, it feels like him, too, that he's taken a step forward offensively in spite of that long, long layoff, which gives me and I'm sure a lot of Pirates fans hope that you know, that monster year is still ahead for him. He has a chance to be a 2020 guy. He's got a 785 OPS. Your thoughts on even though he's struggling in September right now, your thoughts on how and why he was able to take a step forward offensively this season?
I think you pointed it out. It's just getting into the season and getting at bats. I mean, I think he led the National League in batting average in the month of August. And it's just he's getting better. He's having more consistent at bats. He's been more consistent against left-handers. It was one of the things that, you know, concerns you when a guy misses a whole year, that when does he get to the point where you know, it's back to where we need it to be. And he's actually done that and made some adjustments, which I think are really important. I mean, early on in the season, we talked about his at-bats versus left-handers. I think he's gotten significantly better in that space. And he's still just kind of learning to hit. The one thing that, and we've talked about it, you know, earlier in the season on the show, this guy has not played a ton of games at the major league level just because of missing the full year the year before and then the year before that in terms of how much he played. So, you know, it's a guy that he's a kid that's going to just continue to get better.
Shelty, I want to ask you a question about your lineup last night, but I want to preface it first with how different is it managing? How much differently do you manage when you're in the race compared to not in it?
Well, I think there's definitely different things. I mean, last night we were in a situation where Gabe Kutch had a planned off day and did not plan when we initially planned that Cruz was going to be down. So those are different, you know, those are different components to the function of our lineup last night. And then I think the other thing is right now is just we have a bunch of young players, and I think we're going to see some young players get some opportunities as we go through the last 12 games. So that would probably be the answer to that question.
I think a lot of people, including me, were a little baffled at Connor Joe batting cleanup last night. He's been struggling now for months and months. Can you talk about that decision? And also, Shelty, whether you feel like with Skeens chasing such a prestigious award, whether it's incumbent on you to put out your best possible lineup when he's pitching. And I realize a couple guys were down.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, I think the first point would be two of our more consistent hitters or better hitters were down last night. In the case of Connor, I can definitely understand that because Connor has struggled. Kind of went with a little bit of experience there. I mean, I think as you're aware, if you listen to the pregame, and I think it was pointed out, Plante is definitely a reverse split guy, and went with you know, Joe. It came down to either Joe or De La Cruz because the rest of the guys at the bottom of the lineup are younger kids and really didn't want to put them in that position, you know, right now. Wouldn't want to get, you know, more reps under their belt. But I can definitely understand how that question happens. I mean, if we're in a situation where Cruz is available, Cruz hits third, Joey hits fourth, and we're in a different spot there. But I mean, that's an understandable question. I get that.
Shelty, Yasmani Grandal's done a really nice job of helping Paul Skeens this year and calling games. I'm curious with him as a free agent coming up this year, if there's any thought of maybe having Joey Bart catch one of the final two games that Skeens will pitch this year.
Yeah, I don't know. As we get into it, that may happen. You know, we haven't, when we get to the point of Paul's last two games, I think we'll talk about it. But I do think Yaz has done a very good job with Paul. And, you know, we've kind of initially set that up to make sure that, you know, Paul gets in a situation where he's comfortable and how it goes. But it's something we may talk about over the last two games.
McCutchen, let's talk about him for a moment. He's now on the record saying he wants to come back and play next season. If you were a betting man, Shelty, would you bet that will happen?
Yeah, I think you guys know that we do not comment on free agents and how we feel about Kutch and free agents he's handled definitely, you know, with the front office group. But Kutch has had a great year. We know what he means to the club. And I think the most important thing is he's healthy and he's producing. So I think that's the thing that we will hold on to. But in terms of, you know, we don't talk about free agency or talk about that stuff until we get to the end of the year.
His bat speed still seems like it's borderline elite here. What do you notice about that and just about the year, reasons for the year he's had?
Yeah, well, I think he still has bat speed. You know, that is the thing. The two things that we know about Kutch is there's bat speed there, and his ability to control the zone is something that I would definitely deem as elite. I mean, he does not go out of the zone. He swings at strikes. I think the thing that we have to continue to monitor is just making sure, especially over the last like 12 games, making sure that he feels good because, you know, he's got that cranky knee and we want him to finish strong. But overall, I mean, he's had a really solid year for us.
Shelty, in terms of number of wins, is it important for you guys as a team to eclipse last year's mark? Like, is that something that you have in your mind? Have you mentioned it to the team? Do you at least want to show that you've moved ahead of last year's win mark?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to win every game, and I think that's the important thing. I have not said anything specifically to the team about, you know, an individual win total or where we're going, but the focus is to win every game.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
That's Pirates manager Derek Shelton. It's 11:16. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency of Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. What did you make of the Connor Joe explanation?
I still wonder why he is batting cleanup. Like, I understand a couple guys were down in the reverse splits, and Connor Joe has batted cleanup a lot against left-handers, so I understand it from that perspective. He's been better against lefties than he has against righties.
When you say better, but he
hasn't been good at all, though,
he simply
year.
Hasn't hit for 4 months. I would wager to say if you took every player with 150 or more at-bats in the majors since the beginning of June, he might be, like you said, if it's not Key Brian Hayes, he might be the worst hitter in all of baseball. He has, I want people to hear this very clearly. This is over a span of, I think, 200 at-bats or close to it. Since June 12th, he has 8 RBIs.
Well, think about it this way. He was good in April. He was pretty good in May. That's when kids like high school kids and grade school kids were just getting out of school. Now they're all back in school. In that time in between there, Connor Joe is hitting about 190.
With 3 home runs? Like,
yes.
I'll live with 190 if you're Kyle Schwarber and you're giving me power. He's not Kyle Schwarber. He's Aliko Williams. He has 3 home runs since then.
Jared Triolo has produced more power than Connor Joe.
I just... You know, if you want to argue on Shelty's side that he has very little choice, then it goes to Ben Cherington. It's just, come on. You got a guy here who's trying to win Rookie of the Year. Forget about that even. Forget about that. You're putting out a lineup where you think your best option as a cleanup hitter is Connor Joe. That's worse than your tanking lineups of a few years ago, where Cherington put together a roster he knew was going to lose, and they did, which is why they've had all these high draft picks. That's a cleanup hitter for a tanking team, Connor Joe. And the Pirates allegedly are trying to win. And by the way, I think it is important. It is important that they have more wins than last year. We can talk about how it's not. But
if it's like a win or two, how important is it? Like, let's say they win 75.
To me, it's not... In actually analyzing the team, but we live in a world of sound bites. We also live in a world where you can then forever say for the next 6 months going into the next season, hey, we got better. We won more this year than we did last year.
Yeah.
And that's way different than saying we took a step back because it's measured on win total.
And you know what else? We live in a world where Paul Skenes is on the roster this year and wasn't last year. And we live in a world where O'Neill Cruz was mainly healthy this year and where Jared Jones produced 20-plus starts and was really good in most of them. And we live in a world where Nick Gonzalez was healthy and actually producing unlike last year.
Well, what do you mean by all that?
We live in a world where I think you have Paul Skenes, you should be better than last year, as well as O'Neill Cruz, one of your most dependable hitters. Even though the bullpen completely fell apart on you and was a strength last year, you can't be worse with those two guys performing the way that they did this year and Brian Reynolds still being a consistent threat in your offense.
What's their record? 71-79?
Yes.
All right. My math skills are leaving me. Last year they were, how many games is that? 150.
They won 76 last year.
I know that. This is 150 games, right? Last year, they were 70-80. They're only one game ahead of last year's pace. One game. And they wound up winning 4 of their next 5 last year. From this point, when they were 70-80, they won 4 of 5. I just think it's a horrible look to finish with fewer wins than last year.
So how about this? Mackey put this out there this morning. Since the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Since July 31st. Deadline was the 30th. The Pirates are 11 games under 500 at 16-27.
Yeah, man. And you can help mitigate that. You at least can help argue for yourself. Cherington, Shelton, people who want to back the Pirates in any way by saying at least they did get better. Skenes came along, Jones came along, and they got better. Couple wins only, but it was better than the previous. At least they're moving in the right direction, unless they're not. So now here's a math question for us. What do they have to do from here on out to finish with 77 wins? They have to go 6-6, right? There's 12 games left? Yes?
Yes.
They have to go 6-6 to finish with 77 wins.
And they got to play the Yankees, first place Milwaukee. I don't think they will either. I think it's more like 5-7.
That's pretty horrifying limits, regardless of the circumstances, to add a Paul Skeens to your team and be worse than the previous year.
And Luis Ortiz was also better this year. And Bailey Falter surprised
people. I don't care about them.
Well, whatever. I mean, Paul Skeens obviously
Ortiz,
number one.
Who cares about Luis Ortiz?
Obviously with Skeens and
they
Cruz
added,
and those guys.
They added Skeens and they got worse if they don't finish with as many wins as last year.
But what I'm saying is supplementary pieces like pitching, which is supposed to be, pitching is supposed to be number one. First and foremost, you figure out pitching, good. You're good. You're fine. And that has not been the case because the offense has been so putrid and the bullpen has been so bad. And which makes me think that this year is honestly worse than last year because the talent on this year's team is better than the 23 team.
The lineup?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, the lineup last year, Joe, it was bad.
Worse than Connor. All right, let's go.
Connor Joe was in the lineup for a large part of last year.
You go find last night's lineup. Obviously, the rotation is better, right? You added Skeens and Jones. But especially Skeens. You look at last night's lineup. You go find that. I'll go find the lineup from game 150 last year.
All right,
we'll
I have
player
this
by
lineup.
Player, big boy. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Wait. Yeah, it would have been from game 150. Okay, they won last year against the Yankees. Ryan Borecki and Bednar with a save last year.
Remember that game against the Yankees? They lost like 16-2.
All right, let's go. Let's go 1-9. Are you ready?
All right.
We'll agree on who had the advantage this year or last year. And then can you mark that down, please?
Yes.
Do you have a pencil or a writing utensil of some sort?
I have a notes app that I will put everything in.
Last year in game 150, Leover Peguero batted leadoff.
Give me Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
What's Isaiah Kiner-Falefa slugging this year? Should be right in the box score limits.
He is slugging .383.
Peguero was slugging .410.
Yeah, but I mean, how many at-bats?
Oh, all right. Now you're getting a little hot here. You're acting like this isn't even a conversation. I thought Peguero was pretty good last year.
I thought he was okay, yeah.
And I can't believe he hasn't been here this year.
If I had to choose a cleanup hitter
between Peguero and Connor Joe, I'd pick Peguero 1,000 times out of 1,000.
We have Peguero leading off, playing at shortstop.
Yeah, I'll give you Kiner Falefa, but not without a fight.
Okay.
Last year in game 150, and you should introduce your players by saying this year in game 150. I think that'll be very symmetrical and easy on the listener's ears.
Anything to make you happy.
Last year in game 150, Connor Joe.
Connor Joe. This year in game 150, Brian Reynolds batted second.
I might go with Peguero as my leadoff guy. Oh my God.
Here it comes.
Last year in game 150, Key Brian Hayes batted third.
This year in game 150, Joey Bart batted third.
Last year's Key Brian Hayes is way better than this year's Joey Bart.
For that two-month stretch.
Three-month stretch.
Two months.
His slugging at the time was .444.
Well, Joey Bart is slugging .480. With a .262 average, 13 homers, and 43 RBIs, and he's only played 72 games. He only has 250 plate appearances.
But that helps him, too. Last year's Hayes had better numbers over a long stretch than this year's.
Well, if you're talking about that short stint for Joey Bart, why is it different than the 2 month stretch that Key Brian Hayes had?
It was a 3 month stretch once again. All right, let's read their numbers from. All right, how many at bats for Joey Bart this year?
221.
Hayes had .494. He slugged .453, OPS .762, WAR 4.0.
And a lot of that's defense.
He slugged .453 with 15 homers.
Joey Bart has 13 homers and 221 at-bats.
All right. You're right. I'll take Joey Bart. Although I think last year's Hayes for those 3 months was better. All right. Batting fourth last year, Miguel Andujar.
Batting fourth this year, Connor Joe.
I'll take that one. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Batting fifth last year, the Jack in the Box, Jack Sawinski, with his 26 homers.
Okay. Batting fifth this year, Brian De La Cruz and his 200 average since being acquired by the Pirates.
I'm split on that one.
Yeah.
But I'll take 26 homers from Sawinski.
So, I'll give you Sawinski, even though this year has been an abomination, unfortunately.
Especially with De La Cruz, what he's done for the Pirates. All right, batting seventh. Are we up to seven?
No, we're up to six.
Last year's number six hitter was one Henry Davis.
This year's number six hitter, Yasmani Grandal. And they're picking Yasmani Grandal over Henry Davis to play.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
I know he's hurt right now.
Well, here's the thing. I think I heard yesterday since the All-Star break that Yasmani Grandal is top 10 in the National League in OPS.
Not among catchers, among
everybody.
He's actually been pretty good.
I'm giving it to Grandal this year, which I'm sure you're happy about.
Yes.
Batting seventh for last year's Pirates in game 150, Dr. Jared Triolo.
Batting seventh in this year's Pirates lineup, making his major league debut, Nick York.
You got to take Triolo, who was actually okay at this point last year with a .338 on base percentage. Last year's Triolo. Give me that
last
one.
Last year's Triolo.
Right?
Batting eighth on your team was?
Mr. Aliko Williams.
Woo! Batting eighth on this year's team. One Jared Triolo.
Whoa. Whoa. I guess I have to give it to Triolo.
Yeah, you got to go Triolo there.
Not by much. What's Jared Triolo's on base percentage right now, Limitless Wonder?
Triolo's on base is currently at .305.
All right. Alika was at .286. I'll give you that
one. Yikes.
Batting ninth in game 150 for last year's Pirates. The human rain delay. Jason DeLay. Who's it this year?
Billy Cook.
No relation to Ron.
No, and Yasmani Grandal, or Michael A. Taylor eventually came in for defense, and Rowdy Tellez pinch hit. Can I take Rowdy?
Only if I can take Juan Palacios.
Josh Palacios? Well, let's just cancel each other out then, Josh, and go yes. Billy Cook against the rain delay.
Once again, a name malfunction. As soon as I reference Ron, I have a name malfunction. It's like it's an illness you can catch from Ron. I don't know, Jack Sawinski. He was good last year. Jared Tree. Liver Peguero was a real good player. Jaiwan B. He was really good at one time. I don't know about this. Carmen Mladstany was really good. David Bednar, I think, should go back to being the closer. As soon as I mention Ron's
Nicky,
name,
Yorkie, what's Yorkie doing? The Yorkie peppermint patties out there playing ball.
This Isaiah Kiner Falefe, he's really, really good so far. So what do we have? What's the final tally?
So are we going with Jason DeLay over Billy Cook? Boy, we're really splitting hairs there.
Listen, both these lineups would apply to teams that are tanking. Like, if you didn't know better, you'd say that they're just putting out lineups to try to get better draft position. Come on, Ben Charrington. That was last year's lineup, and this is what you're putting out this year. Come on.
Would they vote of 5-4, Big Brother style? The winner of the lineup is the 2024 Pittsburgh Pirates.
And read
5-4.
Read that glorious lineup, just the names 1-9.
The 2023 Pirates lineup was 2024 Pirates lineup is Isaiah Kiner Falefa, Brian Reynolds, Joey Bart, Connor Joe, cleanup hitter, Brian De La Cruz, Yasmani Grandal, Nick York, Jared Triolo, and Billy Cook.
Oh boy. And Paul Skeens is out there trying to win Rookie of the Year. I can't believe they didn't score any runs for him with that lineup.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.